about him would be so easily hidden once he encountered people. Was Kelly right? Were they in Hungary? He didn't speak Hungarian, but doubted he looked much different from any ordinary Hungarian. On the other hand, he was sweating from a hard run, and his neck was wrapped in a bright bandana. This wouldn't go unnoticed. The hotel was heavily guarded, Englishman had said. How could Carl possibly race into a completely foreign town, barge into a well-guarded hotel, shoot two possible innocents in the head, and expect any good to come of it? Images of Kelly flooded his mind. She was strapped to the bed, right femur shattered, face stained with tears, praying desperately for him to save her. And Matthew. He ran past farming lots that bordered the blacktop entering the town from his angle of approach, past people milking a cow, raking straw, riding a bicycle, kicking a soccer ball. He ignored them all and jogged. How empty his mind was, how vacant, how hopeless, how disconnected from the details swimming around him, though he noticed everything. He slowed to a fast walk when he reached the edge of town and searched for a hotel matching Englishman's description. None. No hotel at all. And time was running low. Carl flagged the rider of an old black Schwinn bicycle and spoke quickly when the older man's blue eyes fixed on him. Andersee Hotel? The man put his feet down to balance himself, looked Carl over once, and then pointed toward the west, spouting something in Hungarian. Carl nodded and ran west. On either side of the asphalt ribbon, people stopped to watch him. Clearly, he looked like more than a commoner out for an afternoon jog, but unless they represented an immediate threat, he would ignore them. For the moment, they were only curious. Assault has three allies. Speed, surprise, and power. Carl didn't have the power to overwhelm more than a few guards. Speed and surprise, on the other hand, could work for him, assuming he was unexpected. The Andersee was a square four-story building constructed out of red brick. A Hungarian flag flapped lazily on a pole jutting out from the wall above large revolving doors. Two long black Mercedes waited in the circular drive, possibly part of the guard. Carl veered toward the back of the hotel. A large garbage bin smelled of rotting vegetables. The kitchen was nearby. He bounded over three metal steps and tried a gray metal door. Unlocked. He pushed it open, stepped into a dim hallway, and pulled the door shut behind him. He followed the sound of clattering dishes down the cluttered hall and through a doorway 10 paces ahead on his right. He grabbed an apron from a laundry bin against the wall and wiped the sweat from his face.